Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Being You podcast. My name is Sarah Grandinetti, and I'm joined by this wonderful woman who I adore so much. Her name is Susanna Mittermeier. A little bit about Susanna is she's the founder of Pragmatic Psychology. Susanna is born in Vienna, Austria, and she is a psychologist educated at the University of Lund, Sweden, where she worked at the University Hospital in Child Oncology in the Psychiatry Department with Psychotherapy and Neuropsychological Testing. She is the author of the number one international best-selling book, Pragmatic Psychology, Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy, Who is Henry, another book, and Fairy Tale Family. As a highly sought-after public speaker and international keynote speaker, Susanna has been featured on TV and lots of magazines, which she told me I don't have to read all of them. Susanna offers a new paradigm of psychology called pragmatic psychology and is known for her ability to transform people's problems and difficulties into possibilities and powerful choices. And I wish you could see Susanna's face right now because she's cracking up because we go off script here at the Power of Being You podcast.
It's every time Sarah and I get together, there's something that occurs. Oh, I just can't, you know, like, and it's such a gift, you know, why do we have to be serious? It's, oh my goodness, Sarah, thanks for having me here.
So to start, what I wanted to see about talking to you about today, and I'm so glad that at the top of this, before we started recording, you were like, yes, I would love to talk about how our point of view creates our reality. And how for a long time when I heard that, for too long probably, there was like it felt very ethereal. Like, yeah, of course the point of view creates your reality. But like, no, your point of view actually yeah, creates your reality.
Totally. And it's like just like the way we started this podcast by, you know, for no reason, we both cracked up. It's like, that is like, how much is that a point of view you could have, which is actually not a point of view about why take things serious? Like no need to plan things, just go, okay, let's play. I mean, that is, it's kind of a point of view, but it's no point of view at the same time. It has this space and this lightness that most of us know from when we were kids. Like, yep, do you want to play this and that? Yeah. Okay, let's play. I don't know how it's going to look like. We don't know where to start, but it's just that space of joy and play and humor and fun and cracking up or whatever, however it looks like. And like, that's a, I don't even want to call it point of view. It's like it's a thing you choose to be. Yeah. Well, be, we actually talk about, you know, it's about being you. So being, you know, it's actually, it's something you choose to be in the world that kind of like sets the stage, you know, like if you would be a, what's the English word, the guy or the woman, you know, gendering, the person who is doing the theater, you know, the setting the play, the stage, what's the wretches, what's the word?
The director.
Yeah. That, thank you for taking it.
You're welcome. Perfect.
So the director, he's like setting the stage. He's like, we're going to do this and this, and this is going to be the whole feel of the situation. And that's what we get to be with that. Okay. So how would I like direct that? How would I like to direct my life? What's the energy I would like to start with today? Cause you can always change it up. And like when we started this podcast, the energy already showed up like, hey, that's the energy of play, humor, cracking up. You know, you're not supposed to crack up before a podcast because you're supposed to be serious and you're supposed to, you know, speak in a certain way. But this is about being you, being different and doing what works and like setting the stage and whatever energy, what energy would you like to be to direct your life and your future? And however it looks like, even if it might be wrong in other people's eyes or not right. And that's like a different way of applying this. Your point of view creates your reality. You know, it's like, if your point of view is, okay, this is supposed to be perfect. We're supposed to be serious and we're supposed to do this and that. And it's supposed to look like this, you know, you can apply it to a podcast or whatever situation in your life, job, project, family, relationship. I mean, how many points of view do you guys out there have about how things should look like and what's right and what's perfect? And where is the space to be you? Where is that space of going, how would I like to have it? I mean, every point of view takes away that possibility to actually discover, find out, investigate what works for me. How would I like to have it?
I love that, because what you said about when we were kids, how many of us, I'm sure you are one of these people too, just made the rules up as they went along. We're like, come play a game with me. And then you were judged as like controlling and not fair because you were willing to change the rules when the rules didn't work for you. We could be more like that in the creation of our lives, and like, look out what, like you said, that's so brilliant. Like, what would you like your day to look like? What questions are you starting? What energies are you adding to the situation that you've decided now isn't working for you? And instead of taking your marbles and going home, what can you be that changes the point of view that this is the worst situation ever? So what tools do you use, Susanna? Like when you, and I know with all the lists of all the interviews you've ever done, or all of the, you know, places you've spoke, or, you know, read your book at, or whatever, when like the energy's flat and people are like not willing to receive a different possibility, what tools do you use and be that you could share with us?
Well, exactly what you said. It's like when you realize, okay, the energy is flat, or it's getting, you know, heavy or contracted in some way. It's actually really cool to notice that. Like, number one is even noticing it. I mean, most people are so like, la, 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 la. I don't want to see anything. I'm just in my thing. I decided that I'm going to script my life this way, or my talk this way, and I'm going to do it this way because I have decided that it's the only good and right and perfect way. But then those clues, like this thing you talked about is getting heavy or flat or contracted. That's actually a clue, you know, or we can call it awareness, however you want to call it. And that clue is this, oh, wait a second, what's going on here? What is that heaviness? Oh, maybe, okay, is it that people can't hear what I'm saying right now? Or is it that something else is required? Like, what am I aware of? And that clue helps you changing direction and going, wait a second, what actually is required here at this talk? And then just because, for example, because you mentioned the talks, just because I have a script, because, you know, these talks always ask you to send in a script and you're supposed to say that and that, but then it doesn't always work that way. So the willingness to change direction in the moment is where you actually can reach, in this case, the audience in a different way. You can speak to what they actually can hear. You can speak to what opens up their perspectives, to what inspires them to change something in their lives. And that's the same in every situation. Yeah.
So you mentioned the script. Where did you start going off script? Like, so you were creating your life, you were going to be a doctor, you were going to go do the thing. And then what invited you really to go, you know what? Like, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it my way. Because one of the things I love about you and everything that you create is that you can speak to a space that people can hear, but with a completely different, like, energy behind it that invites them to possibility and not solidity. And a lot of people who speak from like, I have this doctorate degree, and I also have this couple books I wrote, and I've spoken to a lot of people in a lot of venues. I am right. Therefore, you listening to me are not yet right. And yet you don't do that. And so what was your going off script moment that you can talk to us about?
Well, it was actually one of those clues that made me go, wait a second, whose life am I actually creating? And it was, the clue was, I wasn't happy. Things are, you know, were heavy in my life, and I actually noticed it. I mean, this had been going on for a long time, but I was too busy satisfying other people's needs, or, you know, creating things that they were happy with. And so I didn't even notice that I wasn't happy. But at one point I went, oh, wait a second, this is so loud now. This clue is screaming in my ear. So wait a second, what is that question? You know, what is that? Oh, okay, I'm actually not happy. And then, well, maybe, you know, I'm not supposed to be happy, because who is happy here? You know, not many people actually choosing or going for happiness or valuing it. And then I went, wait a second, that's not me. Like, who remember who I truly am? And there's always been a sense of lightness in my world, except when I wasn't being me. And so that was the first time when I went, okay, change script, change direction of the future. And then I just really, I remember I didn't ask that question out loud. It was just something in my world of what else? Like, or just a demand, this needs to change, like universe or whatever I should call you, whatever your name is, please, there's something else that's required. And then, you know, things started to change and new ideas started to show up. And I came in contact with Access Consciousness and the tools and everything, and it changed. And the thing you talk about with the playfulness, that's such a big thing also, that not taking things seriously, you know, like, okay, yeah, you have the books, you have the title, or you don't have the books, you don't have the title. It actually doesn't matter. You know, it's like you say, your point of view creates your reality. So many people wait for other people to tell them, hey, you're so amazing, you should go and change the world, you know, go and change the world because you are amazing, or you have a title, you have an education. It's like people wait for other people to give them authority rather than you give yourself authority. You know, it's like you choose to be an authority or not, because you value what you know so much. You value your possibility and your capacity to create the future so much that you go, you know what, I'm not going to wait for someone else to find me amazing. I'm not going to wait for a title or a book I write. I'm just, maybe it's something I do on the way, but I'm going to go where I want to go. And that's something where you just go no matter what.
One of the things that you said in the beginning was like, you realized that you had that clue that you weren't happy. And what pinged in my world was, how many people are out there that could possibly listen to this right, you know, in the future? And right now in our world with a worldwide pandemic, how many people believe that they're not happy? And instead of what the invitation you're being right now is for them to look at that and go, hey, if I change my point of view about this, what if the clue that I'm not happy is actually the fuel to create the future I've been asking for? And so, could you speak to those people right now on like first steps, like just really starting to look at like, hey, your point of view might be that this is, you've now hit the end of the road. What if this is the beginning?
I love that. You think that this is the end of the road, but what if this is the beginning? Brilliant. Exactly. Like, 'cause your point of view is it's hopeless. There's nothing I can change, or whatever your point of view is. And we say your point of view creates a reality. You don't see anything else. But then, as you say, it's actually the fuel to, it could be, if you change your point of view. Or how do you change your point of view? Well, by first of all, going, okay, so is this really the way it is? Is it really hopeless? Or is it a point of view I've taken on? Maybe I heard it from someone else. Maybe I even, you know, mimic someone else's point of view, because that's the way, you know, this is the way we're supposed to talk right now. Like right now, what's being promoted is we don't have a future, or the future that's coming is bad and worse than the past. So this is like the thing that's being promoted out there everywhere. And you hear it, and it's being fed to us all the time. And this is where we come in with truly going, wait a second, I hear what you say, I hear what's being promoted, but wait a second, what do I know? And if you hear something like this, a promotion of no future or something horrible, always ask, wait a second, what is that information doing with me? Is it opening up, going, okay, yeah, we have no future. Okay, yeah, that's actually an awareness. Or is it going, whoa, that's actually contracting me? And that's the clue. You know, the clue is, oh, it's contracting me. And whatever is contracting you, whatever information that is, whatever makes you go, ooh, or heavy in any way, there's something not true about it. There's something where you need to ask more questions to find out what is true for me. What do I know? And this is so vital right now. You know, what if you guys out there question everything until there is that lightness coming up in your world where you go, okay, wait a second. there's a different possibility for me. I don't know what it is. I have no idea how to get there. I don't even know where to start. But I know there is something, universe or whatever you're called, please contribute whatever is required. I'm ready. I'm demanding this. I'm asking for this. And relax into that. Relax that your question and your request of demanding and your demand of a different future is already planting the seed to something different. And then relax. And then whatever is out there, whatever it's called, it's its job to contribute to you. And trust that there is something that has your back always. And that's something that most of us don't know, because we, most of us didn't grow up that way with having people that have our back. So this might be something totally new. You know, you probably knew it when you were a kid, but that's, you know, that's a while ago. And then all these other things, that all the other evidence you gathered along the way of maybe your parents or one of the parents or whoever didn't have your back, or teachers, people making you wrong. You know, how much evidence did you gather that actually nothing has your back? But again, look at the clue. Does that actually make you feel lighter? No. Okay, so what is true? What is true beyond all the evidence you've ever gathered in your life? What is actually available? What if there is something that has your back? Whatever it is, you don't need to know it. You just need to ask for it and let it in, you know, let it in. Even if you think you go crazy, just lower your barriers and let all the contribution from the earth, from every molecule around you, let it in. And that's a level of receiving that most of us have never even fathomed, but it's there, you know. It's something that you can start to ask for and start to allow in your life.
Woman. One of the things that you, thank you for all of that. And what, because I love like the places that you led us is to go, okay, even if it hasn't shown up for you yet, what if you start to ask questions and then start to ask for it to show up? And that could be people having your back and, you know, magical possibilities showing up merely because you're asking for it. And one of the things you said in the beginning, and I see things in pictures, it's like my little X-Men way. You were like, whatever you're being fed. And it just took me back to a time in elementary school where I had to go to the cafeteria and I had to eat. It was a rule. I had to eat whatever they were serving that day in order to go play. So it was very strict. Like, you had to finish the food on your plate. And I just saw where, like, if my whole life I had to go to that cafeteria, how I would buy that's the crappy food that I was delivered that made me want to throw up and vomit. I had to eat it if I wanted to go live my life. I had to buy that as real and true in order to get out to the playground of my life. And yet what questioning does is starts to open up these like other buffets of possibilities where you can go order from and you don't have to buy the thing that's being fed to you all the time. And that these questions that you're inviting, like, what do I actually know is true? What is actually available to me that I haven't seen? I might not have even experienced before, because I've been eating, you know, the cafeteria food of, you know, all of the things going on in the world. So, like, what is available beyond that?
oh my God. That is a great example. I love that. That is so exactly how it is. Really cool.
So I had a friend the other day, she called me and she's like, Sarah, we've been talking about how questions are algorithm interrupts. And I was like, yeah. And she said, I went to a friend's house the other day and I needed to look something up on her YouTube. So I went into her browser and I typed in something that, and all of her like auto load of everything that she typed in, showed up, and it was all this one genre. So this woman has been living in a singular genre. My friend goes over there and wants to show her something totally out of that genre. And she types in a different question and she called me and she said, wow, I literally just algorithm interrupted her reality, because now her feed will show up with different things because I was there in her world being something different for her browser. And I was like, that is brilliant. You know, and where can we be more of that in the world? And where are we just logging into the same browser every day? So do you want to talk a little bit about how being the question and being the possibility actually creates it as your reality?
Totally. I love those examples. Holy moly, they're great. Exactly. Like, I mean, we underestimate ourselves and our questions so much, you know, like, as you said, we've been fed this reality as though that is all there is, you know, like whatever our parents say, what our family says, that is the way it is. And we're not being, most of us have not been encouraged to actually question everything and going, okay, wait a second, you say that. And in your world, you go, does that actually make me feel lighter? Does this actually, you know, open up my world? No. Okay. Well, so is it true for me or is it something, is it an invention? Oh, it's an invention. Okay, cool. Well, then they say whatever they say. It's their interesting point of view. I don't need to say anything. I can just shut up. But I can, for me, acknowledge what's true for me. And that is such an empowering thing, you know? And just going into that direction more and more in your life is so, so, so incredibly vital. And realizing how powerful your point of view is and how even more powerful your question is, you know, like we go, oh my God, the point of view is so powerful. You know, somebody else's point of view. I can't possibly change this. Yes, you can. You can, as you say,
algorithm.
Algorithm interrupt it with your question. You know, your question is even more powerful than your point of view. You know, it's like your secret, your secret magic potion to change whatever you desire to change in your life, plus what you be. You know, it's like you said, you're being the algorithm interrupt. Yes, you be it. And most of you out there go, well, yeah, what are you, you know, being, how can you be that? Well, just start playing with it. I mean, to that being thing, maybe you want to start with just asking a bunch of questions that open up your world. And then you go, okay, so there's an energy. When I ask, hey, what else is possible here? Like my money situation seems to be just horrible. And there's, you know, for example, that would be a point of view. But then you go, okay, so this is a point of view. They talked about in that podcast about asking questions. Okay, so what question can I ask you? Okay, for example, how does it get any better in this? What else is possible? Which just that opens up your horizon. It opens up your perspective. And you start noticing, okay, I don't know what I should do, but that question just opens up some lightness. Okay, that energy is something you can just pull into your world, pull into your body, into every cell of your body. And that's like, that's a little clue on what it is to be it, you know? And then the more you ask those questions and you sense, okay, that I don't know why, I still don't have an answer. My brain is not happy, but there's still a lightness. Okay, I'm acknowledging that lightness. I'm pulling it into my body and my world. I'm going to be it. And it's not even that much work, but if you want to, you know, have some steps to get there, this would be something you can play with and do and realize that your being and your questions, they outcreate any point of view and any judgment with ease.
So when you, back to the top of our conversation, because what you just showed us pragmatically, I must say, is that, that's a little plug for Susanna's book, Pragmatic Psychology, shameless plug, but when you're in a situation and you're like, you walk in and you feel like you are now engulfed by this situation. So there's maybe... you walk in, mom and dad are having a fight, or you walk in a business meeting, people are really upset. You get on a Zoom these days and the energy's not moving and it's thick. How often do we go, oh, I have to now be at the effect of this and sit through it and suffer through it rather than being the thing that changes it? And so all of those things that you just shared were like questions that we could ask to invite a different possibility. I know I've been on meetings before where it's just, that's a sound for the radio where it just feels flat and there's not a lot of energy moving. And I'll just like say something so stupid, but like just to be funny, to get people like to laugh or goof off, to like get back to being them. So is there a thing, and I know there's a million tools and I know that you use them all, but is there a go-to, your favorite, like even if one of the questions you already shared, but like your favorite, okay, you know, here's my tool for this, or that you like to.
Yeah, I love that question. So it's like, you know, but what you say, the humor is a total algorithm interrupt. Like, for example, like algorithm interrupt would be you interrupt whatever is going on. Like if there's an energy in the business meeting going, you know, like a flat, just like, you know, brains on legs, people talking and, you know, all points of view and ping ponging points of view, like it, the humor you be just, you know, interrupts everything. It's like that cycle of insanity cannot go on because you are something that is so uncomputable, so undefinable, so out of place that people go, what? You know, and you put them in question. So humor would be a great thing, you know. And either you can express that humor by whatever, you know, the sound or, you know, some joke you make or a comment you make, or just, you know, sometimes you don't even have to say anything. You just be it, you know, you just ask, okay, what is that energy of humor? And maybe you want to tell a joke in your own head to get that energy of humor. And then you just like laugh inside, not out loud, or out loud, whatever, you know, what works in that situation. But if you just be that energy of humor, you know, you laugh at something, then that is so powerful. Even if people don't smile, but there's something you can trust that you change something in that situation. And at least for you, you know, like we always want to change other people or we want to change the outcomes of something. And sometimes that's possible. But what if it's enough that you have more lightness, you know, that you actually know that you're not the effect of whatever is going on around you. And this is something that most people don't consider, the fact that they have choice. You know, you have choice always. You can always change the direction of the situation, at least for you, you know. And humor is definitely a brilliant tool to use and be.
Thank you, my friend. So the name of this podcast is The Power of Being You. And what I like to ask my guests is that if they wrote the description for this podcast, what would you say, Susanna, the power of being you is?
Well, the knowing that you have the choice, like really acknowledging that you have the choice plus the capacity in every moment to change every problem into a possibility. And, you know, every, like the things that we call problems are often powers in disguise. And if you acknowledge your power, everything becomes a possibility and everything and everyone, even those people you just want to get rid of, get to contribute to your life and to your future.
So yummy. So everyone listening, you have to go check this woman out. She is as equally brilliant as she is beautiful. And I am so grateful to be able to call her a friend. You can find her at SusannaMittermeier.com or PragmaticPsychology.com. And the links will be put here in the show notes. Thank you so, so much for this conversation. I could talk to you daily. And maybe I'll put that on my ask list for 2021.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much for having me. Oh my God. And you doing these podcasts, holy moly, what a huge gift to the world. Thank you for doing this and so many other things you create and actualize.
Thank you, my friend. Big hugs. Mwah.
Mwah. Bye.
Bye.